Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday review show.
Hi friends, it's great to see all of you. I'm Pauline. Do you have any fun plans for the weekend?
Well, of course, it's always good to take a break from the week. And, you know, since we talked about basketball this week, I found some friends from the office, and we're going to the park to play some ball.
Oh, that's great. Hopefully, it's a really nice weekend for that. I think the weather's going to be good.
It should be. I need to practice my free throws, though, before we start.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
What about you, Pauline? Do you have any plans for this weekend?
I think I'm just going to relax and see what happens.
All right. Well, there you go. So we had some great lessons this week, right, Pauline?
We sure did. What was my favorite one? That's always hard. I think talking about the dragon boat races was my favorite. Learning about hotel reservations was useful too, though. And of course, I love our sports shows too.
Well, I have good news for you, Pauline. You don't have to pick your favorite one because we get to watch all of the shows this week on Saturday.
That's right. That is the great thing about Saturdays. We get to watch them all together again, and we get to review and practice what we've learned.
That's true. So, friends, when we watch the shows, make sure to pay attention. Listen to the keywords and those special sentences that we talked about during the week.
Of course, you also want to pay attention because after we watch, Peter and I are going to ask you some questions to see what you can remember.
But don't worry, we will make sure that it will be fun. It's not like school, okay? Well, let's get started. Let's take a look at the lessons from this week.
Alex, are you competing in the Dragon Boat Festival race today?
Yes! I didn't compete last year, but I joined a team this year.
Are you excited to race in a dragon boat?
Of course, and my team is going to win.
You sound very confident.
I am, but I'm not going to paddle.
Why not? Will you steer the boat?
No, I'm the drummer. I sit in the front of the boat.
And you beat a drum? How does that help your team?
The drum helps the team paddle together, and it keeps them focused.
That's good. A team must work together.
I know.
Well, be careful on the river.
We will. Now, watch us win the race.
Hey, James! Glad you could join our picnic.
Me too. It looks like you packed lots of food. Do you have plenty of sandwiches?
Of course. We'll eat when Alex gets here. Did you bring the drinks?
Drinks? Oh no!
Did you forget? Drinks are the only thing that I don't have.
Sorry, but I did bring some zongzi.
What's zongzi?
Zongzi are a kind of rice dumpling. They're what you eat at Dragon Boat Festival.
What is in them?
These have rice, pork, and egg in them.
Why are they wrapped in bamboo leaves?
That's how they're cooked. You steam the dumplings in the leaves.
Sounds interesting.
They're very tasty. Now, I'll go and get some water. We'll need something to drink, especially Alex.
Do you travel often, Matt?
I travel sometimes, Tina. Why?
I'm traveling to Chicago in August. Do you know a good hotel there?
I was in Chicago once. There are many good hotels there.
Do many offer a free breakfast?
Some might, but you can check online.
I know. I'm doing that.
you can make your reservation online.
I know. I can get a good price online.
You can check in to some hotels online.
Really? Is that a good idea?
Some people like it.
Do you still have to go to the front desk for your key card?
Yes, you get one from the clerk.
Do you like staying in hotels, Alex?
Yes, I especially like staying in five-star hotels.
Who doesn't?
Although I like to stay in hotels, I don't do it very often.
I don't either. And I usually stay in cheaper hotels. Five-star hotels are expensive.
Yes, but the beds are always big and comfortable.
And the hotels always have good service.
The bathrooms in five-star hotels are really big, too.
Yes, they have a tub and a shower.
But the rooms usually don't have a microwave.
No, the hotel wants you to eat in the hotel restaurants.
I know, but there is usually a coffee maker in the room.
That's very important. I like coffee when I first wake up.
Thanks for coming to the game with me, Matt.
You're welcome. I'm a basketball fan. Which team are we cheering for?
The Bears. They're my favorite team.
Why do you like them?
They have a lot of good players, and they play well as a team.
I like to watch good teams. Look, the teams are coming out now.
Go Bears!
Do you play basketball very often?
I play in the park on weekends.
Maybe I can play with you sometime, but I'm not a very good player.
That's okay. We all need more practice.
That's for sure. I need to shoot the ball better.
Me too. I want to get more points.
Look, the Bears made a basket.
Yeah!
All right, everyone. Well, this is the part of the show where we ask you some questions. This can help you remember what you learned.
Yeah, it's a great way we can practice together. Don't worry, you won't get a score at the end, so mistakes are okay. You won't get a bad grade either way. Pauline, what's the first question that you have for us today?
Okay, let's talk about our sports lesson this week. What sport did we learn about?
We learned about basketball.
Yes, easy question. But Peter, how do you score points in basketball?
Okay, well, you throw the ball into the basket.
Very good. And how many players are on each team?
Okay, well, each team has five players.
That's right. I think you pass this test, Peter. You know a lot about basketball.
Well, I do like basketball, so that was fun. But now let's move on to the festival we had this week. Do you remember what festival it was?
Of course, Dragon Boat Festival.
Okay, but who raced in this dragon boat race?
Oh, Alex. He was in the dragon boat race.
Yes, and what did he do in the boat?
He paddled. No, just kidding. I remember he didn't paddle, he drummed. He was the drummer on the boat.
Very good, Pauline. You did remember. Now, do you remember what special food people have during Dragon Boat Festival?
Oh, I remember, but I don't remember what it's called.
That's okay, Pauline. It's called a zongzi. You can describe it for me. Tell me what is it like.
Okay, yes. It's a triangle-shaped dumpling, but it's very different from other dumplings. It's made of sticky rice.
Good. And what is the zongzi wrapped in?
Oh, right. This part is very interesting. It's wrapped in bamboo leaves.
Yes, good job. Have you ever had a 粽子 before?
I haven't. Maybe I can try it this year.
Yes, there are many different types, so you have to try more than just one. Find the one that you will like to eat.
Sounds good. Well, do you remember what else Susie brought to the picnic?
Oh, well, picnic. They're having something outside. It has to be cold, right? That's convenient to eat.
That's right. It's a cold food. Do you remember what it was?
Susie brought sandwiches.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter? Didn't I get the answer right?
Well, you did. You did a very good job, but now talking about food is making me hungry.
Oh, I see. Well, lucky for you, it's time for us to take a short break. So you can grab a snack, but be quick, because we're going to be right back, right after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. Are you going on any trips this summer? Will you stay at a hotel?
The summer's a good time to take vacation because the whole family can rest and maybe they can get away from work.
I am thinking about going to Japan this year, but I hear the hotels can be very expensive.
Well, that's okay. Bring your whole family. Then you can split the price. But today we also learn how to save some money other ways, too.
That's true. Tina is thinking about going to Chicago. She was looking for deals for hotels online.
She had a lot of questions about the hotels there, like, do they offer a free breakfast?
That's a good question. Although the most important thing to me is a comfortable bed and a good price.
Well, hey, I'll give you a good price for our features. You can watch them for free.
For free? Hey, that is a good deal. Friends, let's watch them together now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. This is Jack. Yesterday was one of my favorite holidays, Dragon Boat Festival. I enjoyed watching the Dragon Boat races, and of course I enjoyed eating 粽子. Those rice dumplings wrapped in bamboo leaves taste so good. Do you like them? What else do you like about Dragon Boat Festival? Dragon Boat Festival. It's the fifth day of the fifth month according to the lunar calendar. That means the date changes each year on the Western calendar. In 2018, Dragon Boat Festival was June 18th. The festival has been celebrated for more than 2,000 years. During Dragon Boat Festival, people remember the Chinese poet Qu Yuan. He wrote many poems showing his care for his country. He drowned in a river on the fifth day of the fifth month, so people remember him on that day. To celebrate the festival, people eat 粽子. These rice dumplings are filled often with bean paste or meat. They are a lot of work to make, but people can buy them in the supermarkets now. People also enjoy Dragon Boat races during the festival. The front and back of the boats look like traditional dragons. A team of people rows the boat. One team member sits at the front of the boat and beats a drum. This helps the rowers stay together. The first boat to cross the finish line wins. Dragon boat races are fun to watch. You can see them in Asia and also in the United States and Europe. They are popular.
How many 粽子 can you eat? I can eat at least 3. They're one of my favorite foods. Dragon Boat Festival is a fun day to get together with friends. Maybe next year, some friends and I will join or start a Dragon Boat team. That will be fun, but it would also be hard work. Hope you enjoyed Dragon Boat Festival. I'll see you next time on Jack's File.
When I think of the future, wonder where I'll be, what I'll be doing, and who will be with me. Many things that I could do, places I'd like to go.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about hotels. And here to answer our question is my guest, Ms. Connie Sierge.
Hello, Rob. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, it is good to have you, Connie. Now, Connie, I have a question here from one of my friends. Can you help us answer it?
I will try.
Great. Our question today comes from Ruth Devlin of Bozeman, Montana. Ruth writes, I often hear about five-star hotels. What are they? And are they really better than other hotels?
Great question, Ruth. When people speak of five-star hotels, they are talking about the quality of a hotel.
Five-star hotels are usually very good, is that right?
Yes. Usually a five-star hotel is very good. They are top quality, the best. They give great service. The hotels are very clean and sometimes fancy. They also have great features like a gym, a business center, wonderful restaurants, a spa, and other things.
Who decides if a hotel is a five-star hotel?
Well, there isn't really one standard that all hotels follow. So a five-star hotel in one place might be different from another place.
Is a five-star hotel the highest rating?
Well, in recent years, there have been hotels that have been called six stars, or there are even seven-star hotels.
I see. But to say things simply, if a hotel says they are a five-star hotel, this is a great hotel. It's better than a four-star or a three-star hotel.
That's right, Rob.
Well, I understand. Thanks for your help, Connie. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Every time I want to watch TV, you're already watching it.
Well, I'm watching a good show.
What are you watching anyway? Oh, man. Is this Let's Talk in English?
Yeah.
Really? Why do you watch Let's Talk in English? It's so So...
Super Sentence Man? Is that really you?
It sure is.
Did I say a super sentence?
Nope. He did. Why do you do something is the super sentence for today. He said, why do you watch Let's Talk in English?
So I did. Are those muscles real?
Yes, of course. Okay, I know you're watching the best show in the world right now, but just give me a minute. Can you give me the super sentence in another way?
Sure. I have a question for you. Why do you like your job so much?
Why do you like your job so much? What a great question. Well, it's wonderful helping people with their English. Do you have one for me?
Why do you always wear the same thing?
Why do you always wear the same thing? You know, I don't wear the same thing, actually.
But every time I see you on TV, you're always wearing the same red clothes. That red cape, a mask, and...
Right. But you know, I have hundreds of these same clothes in my closet at home. You know, my wife helps me to wash them.
Oh, your poor wife.
Well, you both said some super sentences. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Hey, it's supposed to be time for Super Sentence Man on Let's Talk in English, but he hasn't come yet.
Well, that's because I'm right here. Here, how about this?
Oh, there he is.
Oh, change this channel.
Oh, those features really are a lot of fun, aren't they? I always enjoy watching them again on Saturdays with you. Hopefully, each time you watch them, you understand a little more.
Saturdays are great for that, so thanks for joining us today. Now you have seen many of our keywords. You have heard them, and hopefully you have been saying them too. So I think you can remember many of these keywords. Reviewing what we have learned is always very important.
And now it's up to you to go out and practice using them this weekend. Try picking at least two or three words or phrases you want to use this weekend. Or maybe teach them to a friend. Or write some sentences using them. Keep on practicing, guys. You're doing great.
Or you can eat breakfast.
Oh, well, yes, if you haven't eaten breakfast yet, you should also do that. Make sure you sleep well, you eat well, and you are healthy. That will help you to study well, too.
And then you can practice the breakfast words.
All right. Well, thanks, friends, for joining us again here, and we hope we'll see you on Monday. We'll be waiting right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.